Hello and welcome to the JAC Day in the Life of a Circuit Judge podcast. Today we're talking with Rajiv Shetty. Rajiv was appointed a circuit judge in 2014, age 41. He is based at Blackfriars Crown Court hearing crime cases. Before becoming a full-time judge, he practiced as a barrister at 9 Gough Square. He was appointed a recorder in 2009.
Rajiv, hello, and thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Could you start by just telling us a bit about a typical day as a circuit judge?
Certainly. My day begins usually in court, that's to say at about 9 o'clock. That's the time I get in for the next hour until I actually get into the courtroom itself. I'm usually looking at files, whether those be digital files or actual files, for the day's work. The day's work can vary between a trial that's just starting or is continuing, sentencing hearings, or just the general run of interlocutory hearings, of which usually if you're doing a list there will be many. So the first hour when I'm in my chambers, I'm looking at and preparing for cases, whether those be, for example, writing out or beginning to write out a judgment, beginning to write out a sentencing remarks, or finishing summings up, things like that. Then by about 10 o'clock, 10:30, I'm usually into court itself, sit until about 1 o'clock, sometimes with a break between, usually lunch between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, then back into court itself, finishing in the courtroom by about around 4 o'clock to 4:30, and then refreshing the start again, so looking at my next day's work and so on and so forth.
And do you tend to hear crime at the moment, is that right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So I was appointed with a crime ticket from 2014. So that is, at the moment, my only line of work.
Mm. And what is it about crime that you find appealing as a judge?
Well, I mean, it's perhaps the most human side of law. Every case is genuinely different. You're dealing with people and people's lives, and obviously the decisions that you make have quite a huge significance on people's lives. So it is important. As I said, it's always interesting, and there's always variety in terms of the cases that you're hearing and indeed the stories behind those cases that you're hearing.
So you were a recorder previously, but,
correct, yes.
And you made the transition to a full-time judge role. And how did you find that transition from practice to full-time judging?
It is very different, forgive me, in terms of your sort of allocation of time. Mm. So in practice, especially if you weren't in court every day, you didn't perhaps have the intensity of a court role because you'd be dipping in and out of hearings or in and out of papers and things that you were doing, but maybe having a lot more homework in the evenings and a lot more preparation in the evenings because of the nature of the bar. You'll get a lot of emergency work, a lot of late minute or last minute preparation and things like that. Job as a judge is much more structured in respect of, although you might not necessarily know what case you're going to be doing from one day to the next, you know in terms of roughly what it's going to be in terms of a new trial, a sentencing hearing or something like that, and the preparation is much more during the day rather than in the evening and overnight. So the days perhaps are more intense, but certainly the evenings and your downtime is a lot more preserved compared to being in practice.
That sounds good. And has that had a positive impact on your family life?
It has, very much so, because my wife always used to complain about me going to bed at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning because of some last minute thing I'd have to do. Solicitors always used to joke at my expense about my emails going in at 4:30 in the morning and so on and so forth, and that's all really very much a thing of the past now. So that's certainly been a benefit to me, and yes, family life-wise it's a lot more structured in terms of me being available to see my children and obviously also knowing what place I'm in. I'm at the same court every day compared to previously I might be sent off to Birmingham, Lancashire, Cornwall or something like that. One never knew. So the structure is certainly a lot more, I'm not going to use the word rigid, but it's certainly a lot more placed that you know what you're doing day to day.
You're listening to the JAC Day in the Life of a Circuit Judge podcast. We're here at Blackfriars Crown Court talking to Rajiv Shetty.
And settling into the court, have you found that you're colleagues have been supportive.
Yes, we've got a really good court centre here. We've got 9 courts and virtually 9 full-time judges. We all have lunch together between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and that's a great way in terms of exchanging views, just having a general chat about life and things like that. And also, in our particular building, all of our judges are just down one corridor. Mm. So we're with an easy shout of each other, just to bounce off points with each other. If you've got queries, need a bit of advice, whatever, it's always available. And I find the colleagues in my court tremendously supportive. And we've got very good relationships with each other.
So in your view, would you say that the role of a circuit judge is a good step on a judicial career path?
Well, I suppose the answer to that might be wait and see, but I think it is. I mean, it's certainly compared to yesteryear, circuit judges perhaps have more career opportunities if they want to progress. I mean, many people are happy being a circuit judge for the rest of their judicial career, but there are options, certainly within the position itself, there are options to get other tickets, such as civil tickets, to have other specialisms, perhaps sit on a parole board, apply to be a circuit judge sitting in the Court of Appeal, applying to be a resident judge at either, for example, a normal court centre or a big court centre, and obviously to try more serious cases as you grow in experience, maybe developing into things like terrorism, murder cases, manslaughter cases and things like that. And also there are potential tickets to sit as a deputy high court judge and things like that, and all of that can be done whilst you're still a circuit judge. And in this day and age, a lot of resident judges of the big court centres like Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool and so on and so forth have gone on to sit on the high court bench, obviously after quite a long distinguished career as a judge, as a circuit judge, but those career opportunities to move up the scale perhaps are greater than they used to be.
So in terms of the cases that you've been involved in so far, are there particular cases that have been particularly memorable?
Well, but a lot of them are, and quite a few of them stick in your head day in, day out. Two cases I remember in particular, one of them involved I think a serial rapist who had committed offences, I think, over about 20 or 30 years. Different victims, different times over this defendant's life giving evidence. That was one case that struck in my mind. Another case involved a particular victim of a rape case, having complained about the offence, given evidence via video recording to the police officer, and then taking her own life within, I think, 7 days after that. And it was different because in that case, obviously, there was no victim left for her to be cross-examined. So you do get interesting cases, not just in the facts, but obviously the sort of novel legal points that they raise in terms of how you're able to deal with them as a judge, directing a jury as to how you deal with them, and obviously things like that where the facts are particularly memorable, they really do stick in your mind.
And would you say that's what makes the job worthwhile?
Yes, I think that and just the feeling of civic duty, which for me is a real reason why I took the job. I know it sounds a bit idealistic, but genuinely, I think it's an important job, and it's one that does give you quite a lot of job satisfaction because you're doing something for society in the particular role that you do.
Thank you, Rajiv Shetty, for taking us through what it's like to be a circuit judge and how you made the transition from private practice to full-time judge. It's been very interesting, and we appreciate your openness.